Alright, so this is Jacob Atfield. I'm being interviewed by Seth Wanderman right now, 7th period, choir room, White Station High School, Memphis, Tennessee, United States of America.
Mason Pert is also here with Nick Larson.
Nick is interrupting right now. But anyways, so we're just going to get into the good stuff. We're going to get into the meaty questions, alright? So, Seth, just go ahead.
Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that that person taught you?
Alright, so one of the big influences in my life would definitely be my father. No, because
do you want to state his name?
Yes, his name is Jeffrey Hatfield. And this man is just, you know, he didn't have a dad really growing up. And he had to start working at a young age, you know, help out the family. And so once he had a family, he was like, I'm going to make sure, like, I'm always there for them and, like, provide for them. And just went out of his way to set, like, an unbelievable example of, like, how to be a father and be the best father he can be. And so... yeah, so some of the lessons he taught me is just, like, patience, be a leader, like, just because other people are doing something that you know is wrong, like, you, like, go your own way, do what is right, and like, put others before yourself, because, like, that's what he's done so well, he's done so much, so, like, respect that.
How would you say that will influence you once you have children?
So, like, once I have children, instead of being like him and, like, saying, I'm going to be the opposite of my dad because he sucked, like, when I have children, I'll be like, I want to be just like my dad was for me, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's a really cool thing.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Wow. My long history of 17 years, have to go all the way back.
Yeah, it's tough.
One of my happiest memories was when I was in elementary school. Every Wednesday, my grandmother would pick me, my brother, and my cousin Landon up from the school, and we would go over to her house, and we would just, like, do stuff with her and, like, play games out in her backyard, front yard, play the Wii, get ice cream, just go do whatever we wanted to go to school. She would pick us up and be like, hey, what do y'all want to do? Go eat, we'll go eat. Go hang out, we'll go hang out. And, like, those days were just so fun.
So she was like a typical grandmother trying to feed you every day?
Hey, don't call my grandmother typical.
Well, I mean, like, in that respect.
Nah, yeah. She was just, like, wanting to spoil us, yeah. Yeah. Just wanted to do whatever. And, like, that was so fun. I remember.
Sounds like a great grandmother. What are you proudest of? Why does this make you feel proud?
I guess what I'm proudest of is, like, man, I'm proud of, I guess, my character. Like, how I behave, like, around people and, like, how I have listened to my dad and, like, I'm not gonna do, like, what's wrong just because others are doing it. Like, I'm gonna always just, like, be myself and be, like, a leader and, like, try to lead people, like, towards, like, to do the right thing, you know? And, like, I think that's the proudest. What I'm proudest of.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as, like, just, like... Anyways, I would like to be remembered as just, like, I put others before myself, and, like, I was, like, a devoted Christian, loved others, put others before myself. Yeah. These are sweet things.
If this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
I just want to say that, like, I've known you for a long time, but this past, like, year in Doherty and in Miss Oster, like, I don't know, we've just been, like, talking a lot more, and, like, you're, like, super cool. I never even, like, realized it, really. Yeah.
I'm glad we came
like, with friends. Like, we're just having a random story for an interview, like, it's pretty live, you know? It says cool, y'all.
Wait, are y'all watching the VeggieTales?
For your great-great-grandchildren, listen to this years from now.
Because they
will. Is there any wisdom you would want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Whatever kind of world you're all living in, my great-great-grandchildren, that's going to be a lot different world from right now. I'm just going to let y'all know that you got to stay focused. Because I know that the world y'all going to be living in, it's going to be hard to be focused because there's going to be so much going on. So many new, like, technologies, things. Like, the world's going to be completely different. You got to stay focused on what's good and what's right and what's true, you know, so... Gotta stay focused.
All right. That should conclude our interview right now.
Yep.
All right.
So should we just stop it? We're done?
Or should we pause it and then you interview me with the same questions? Never mind. We're ending it. All right.
All right. That's it.
Bye.
We gotta go. See you.
Bye, Mason. Bye.